Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's a real pleasure when I get to have friends and people that I know on the show and help them to talk about what's going on in their lives and in their practices. And today my guest is Richard Ward. He's a certified financial planner. And Richard is client-minded. He really cares about his clients. It's obvious to see once you get to see him and talk with him. And today we're going to talk about how he provides financial advice, particularly to baby boomers, those of you out there that are listening that are born between 1946 and 1964, age 50 plus generally. And when you're considering a transition out of the business world, Richard is a great person to talk to. And he's got a book called Redefining Retirement, Finding Purpose and Passion in Your Second Life. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for joining us today. Richard, you've been doing what you do, I know, for many, many years. Tell our listeners, excuse me, a little bit about your background and how you got started in the financial services world.
Okay, great. I grew up in Orange County and went to school at UCLA. I got a degree in 1978. And I've been in the financial services industry now for more than 35 years, with more than 30 of that spent at Merrill Lynch as a financial advisor. I became a certified financial planner in 1988 to better help people with all aspects of their family's financial plans and security. And then I left Merrill Lynch in 2012 to pursue a mission of inspiring more people to find the joys and their purpose and passions that I think come from helping others grow and thrive through charitable causes and organizations. So I help them discover the new opportunities to use their skills and resources to change lives and provide the financial planning services to make these opportunities a reality for themselves and their families and the causes that they care about.
It's a huge new era that we're moving into, Richard, where an unprecedented number of people, the baby boomer generation, are finally reaching retirement age or getting close to it, close enough that they're starting to think about what will I do after I'm not working anymore, or maybe there's something they've always wanted to do. What are you seeing and hearing out there amongst your clientele?
Well, it's an interesting mix, Bill. A number of people that I run into really have a fear or a lack of desire to actually transition out of the business world. They've done what they've done. They've kind of set their identity with their work and their business, and they really have a hard time seeing anything beyond that. And so many of them are really kind of real hesitant to even take that leap. So a lot of them are having a hard time moving beyond that to something else that might be rewarding. And the ones that aren't always thinking about what the future will look like and how they'll live out the rest of their lives.
Yeah, giant organizations like AARP with, 37-plus million members over age 50 are certainly putting in programs to help people redefine what retirement means. Why do you believe it's important to redefine retirement, Richard?
Well, you know, when the concept of retirement was first conceived 80-some years ago, most people lived to be about 70, maybe 75. So if you worked to 65, you only expected to live another 5 years or so. And, you know, the work in those days was often physically taxing, so people really needed a rest. Therefore, retirement became the short, restful period after quitting your work and before passing on. Nowadays, a 65-year-old can expect to live another 20 or 25 years, even more, what some call the bonus years. So this is a long time to try to fill with just leisure activities. In fact, retiring without purpose, without a new direction for continued personal growth, can lead to some boredom, depression, health problems, and even early death. So the sad picture of our golden years is not very appealing, and maybe the big reason that some will never leave their business.
You know, you brought up a good point there, and that is that we've replaced the difficult physical labor with labor of the mind, and that also means that a lot of people have built up a tremendous amount of knowledge that they could use in, you know, as they continue on their lives. But yet, up until a few years ago, it seemed like the path was you know, your dream job was the starter at the golf course, or some people just went to Walmart and became a greeter, things like that. But it's changed quite a bit. What do you believe is a better path for those who are about to retire or transition out of business?
Well, I believe that all human beings need a purpose to thrive. You know, we spend so many years in our business with a purpose right in front of us every day. But when we leave the business world, very few people are talking to us about this continued need and how it might be pursued. Now, there are more than one way to find purpose, but I believe that there is a huge opportunity for those in the second halves of their lives to use their wealth of skills, experience, knowledge, and resources to make a big impact on the lives of other people. I believe that giving of oneself to help others is one of the best ways to find your purpose and a new direction, and what some would call significance during their senior years. I think with this approach, rather than leaving the world as a forgotten and feeble person, one can be remembered as a generous soul who made some of the most important contributions of his life in his latter years.
That's a very happy picture for people that have contributed so much during their work years to now be able to say, okay, I've taken care of, maybe I'm set financially, now I can really develop something with all of that knowledge to be significant. How do you help people that are considering, say, a sale of their business or retiring to define or redefine what their purpose might be?
Yeah, it's a great question. I try to start with a conversation with them around what's next. Now, if they believe that they really don't need a purpose for the future, I kind of question them about what this world and this future would really look like to see if there is something there that looks appealing to them, or maybe it's just not as appealing as they've been led to believe. At that point, then we can begin to discuss where and how and in what capacity this individual might find the right way to get involved with a great charitable organization working to improve lives. You know, if we can help them to find that, we can also use our financial planning tools to make sure that they'll be able to pursue this new mission while caring for and providing for their family. We can also collaborate with a professional team working on the business deal to ensure that the outcome fits into that particular individual's future plans from a perspective of risk, income, estate planning, and taxes. I find with this approach that the client has a clearer view of the future and is better able to pursue this transition of the business, knowing where he wants to go after it's gone. That is, what's next?
Now, in your real-world experience, do you come across a lot of people who say, my business was my life, my business was my everything, and I really haven't developed any hobbies? And what are some of the first steps when you're talking with them to rediscover what some of those passions might be?
Yeah, it's going to take a conversation to really find out where and what they might be interested in, what they're excited about, what they care about. Sometimes it'll take the help of some professionals that I work with that can really draw it out of them, you know, the coaching types and so forth that know how to ask the right kind of questions and dig deep as to what they're interested in. So it does take a little process, work to discover where these interests might lie and what type of things might be most important to them. It might come from a family experience of somebody that was afflicted with a potential disease or problem of one type or another. It might just become something that they've had an interest in for many years. And it could be something related to their business. In fact, you know, we see people like food producers or distributors who are helping to feed the hungry. So it can come from any number of different directions.
I heard a great phrase the other day, Richard, from someone I was talking with. He said, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you figure out why. What's it like to help people, you know, to see them, the light bulb go on when they figure out something and they figure out a new passion? What does that look like for someone? Do they all of a sudden get a, because a lot of people I've talked to have said, once you figure that out, you get a new well source of energy, and it's not like, you know, you'll work on it with for hours and it doesn't feel like work anymore. What's it like?
Well, that's right. You know, it takes a little bit of time and effort to figure this out, but when people discover that area that they really care about and how they can play a role, what they have to offer in that particular arena, and then actually get started and get involved, it's extremely eye-opening and rewarding. For the first time, often, these folks are not so focused on what they're doing day in and day out, particularly for their own needs and cares, but are now working on helping other people. And when they get to see that child get to go to school or get the resources to be able to make a difference there, or whomever they're helping, it just is one of those heartwarming experiences that is, you know, it's hard to describe, and it's not like anything else. But it really does provide the opportunities for continued growth, as you said, to get re-energized for the years ahead and to be able to do something that has some meaning and purpose to it. And I think that fulfills just a real human need and allows us to continue to grow, continue to be needed and wanted, and to feel good about ourselves for as long as we're going to do it.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, AARP has a huge program called, I can't remember what it's called. It's called, it's something about redefining your purpose, your retirement life. And so it's obviously, it's a huge, a whole generation of people are retiring at alarming numbers. I've heard people are turning something like age 65, 10,000 mm-hmm. people a day. Have you heard those numbers?
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly right. With the baby boomers nowadays, that's exactly right.
Can you imagine, like, in one week's time, you have a Rose Bowl full of new people that have reached age 65, and that's a huge era for a lot of people. Are you finding in your practice that a lot of people are reaching age 65 and said, well, they're right, 65 is a new 55, I feel like going on for another 7 or 10 years, and what are you hearing from people out there?
Well, I think that's correct. Obviously, the baby boom generation has redefined much of life, but I don't know too many 65-year-olds that tell me they're done and want to hang it up and do nothing with the years ahead. I think most of them feel pretty good, feel pretty capable, have a lot to offer, and want to be involved. Obviously, some of them are going to stay in the business world doing what they've been doing for some period of time after that. Others are not, for a number of reasons, are going to be looking for that change. But whatever it is, I think they want to be engaged, they want to be useful, they want to be involved. They have a wealth of knowledge and talent they can use and ought to be using, and that's how they're going to find the right balance for the years ahead between, you know, taking the time to enjoy themselves, seeing their family, doing a little bit of traveling. That's all great, but at the same time, being able to be involved with something meaningful, enjoyable, where they're getting that reward from seeing the impact of what they're doing day in and day out. And I think that's just a great opportunity for them to continue to grow for the next 10, 15, even 20 years or beyond, and make some of their biggest contributions at that point.
It's kind of interesting that with this new age of long livers that we have, that we're kind of re-entering, because we have certainly a lot of millennials, a lot of students, a lot of people that they're trying to figure out their purpose in life. And now we have people on the other end of the spectrum trying to figure out their new purpose in life. And I think it's a very interesting time, and especially because now we're in an age of technology where there are a lot of online communities that are popping up where people can actually consult with all kinds of people online all over the world if they care to. So there's a lot emerging in there. So tell us a little bit more about the book. How does it unfold? And the book's name, again, is Redefining Retirement, Finding Purpose and Passion in Your Second Half. Richard, how would you envision people getting this book and reading it, and what are the steps after they read the book?
Well, this was something that wasn't a money-making enterprise for me, so obviously I'm happy to provide it to those who'd like to read a complimentary basis. They can email me at richardwardcfp@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to provide them a copy. It's also available on Amazon. But the book was written, Bill, to help people understand that this picture they've often been offered or sold by the retirement business and industry, the description of the golden years, where what they're going to be doing in the years ahead is, frolicking on the beach and traveling the world and doing these kind of leisure activities, which are all great things. But to be doing that solely for the next 20 or 25 years is probably going to get a little dull, a little uninteresting, and at times a bit boring. And that's just not the future that's going to be the one that's going to give them the best rewards and the best lifestyle for the years ahead. So if that's not the future we want to try to live, and the negative consequences that might evolve from that, the health problems and the boredom and that type of thing, then what's the alternative? And the alternative the book describes is this one of getting engaged and finding these opportunities for places to participate and the steps that we go through to get there. There's also some stories of people that have done it and how they've moved on and found the right places for participation and found some real rewards in doing that, and of course, the way we try to help them along the road.
Yeah, and we have a couple minutes left. Do you have any such stories that you want to share, or any particular individuals that you've worked with generally that you can talk about their path?
Yeah, I can relate one that might be fairly commonplace with a lot of your listeners. I was introduced to a business owner named Jim by an M&A consultant not long ago. Jim had obviously started his own business, a local distribution firm. But 30 years on, he had decided he probably had had enough of that, and it was time to let somebody else worry about all the problems that come from running a multi-million-dollar business. I asked him when I met him what he thought he'd be doing in the future if he did sell the business, and he really wasn't sure other than trying to sleep in a few days and taking some long postponed vacations. And I told him that that's great. He did deserve the break after all the hard work, of course. But I also reminded him that at that point he'd be just 67 years old and probably had another 20 or 25 years of life expectancy. I also let him know that for many others who go this path without something to look forward to, that they get bored often and develop some health problems and that kind of thing, and asked him if he was concerned about that or really didn't want to look for something else that might provide some meaning for the years ahead. He determined that he did. So after a little bit of discussion and discovery process, we learned that his brother had died young of a rare blood disease. And he long ago had wanted to get involved with that cause and help do something to help others with that same affliction, but had kind of forgotten about that with all the work in the business. So we engaged a philanthropic consultant who discovered a regional foundation doing some research in the blood disease that took his brother, and he thought that was a pretty great place to participate, but he wasn't a doctor or a scientist, so he wasn't really sure what he could do. But the director quickly saw that Jim, the business owner, had real skills in the leadership area as well as obviously experience in the business world, and she thought that he ought to consider a leadership position on their board, leading a campaign to attract other donors to the research. He thought that was a pretty good idea, and so he went back and met with a professional team to pursue a transition of his business. He managed to arrange that with his son, who was working in the company, made a sale of the business through a long-term note that would provide the cash flow for him in the years ahead. So Jim was able to move on to the foundation board and be able to make a significant pledge to the new campaign made possible by his business sale. And then he began going to work, reaching out to his many business contacts to share the work that the foundation was doing. Obviously, with the kind of example he was setting in the story he told about his brother, made a pretty powerful story for others, and it was very compelling. So he was really able to attract a lot of donors and get them involved. He really found some significance in this work. We helped him look at, of course, the financial requirements that were going to be necessary for his family's lifestyle and determine how generous he could be with the foundation. Obviously, his tax advisor was able to help him understand what the tax consequences of these kind of things would be, the sale and the philanthropic gifts and so forth. And once he was able to see this future and found the right role, he really pursued it with vigor. And it was really a great story to see somebody find that kind of fulfillment.
That's a great story, and it unlocked a lot of powerful results for, I'm sure, a lot of people downstream, and that just demonstrates the power of figuring out what your passion is and going to work on it with probably a lot of the same effort and input that you gave to your career and your job. It's a fantastic result to what we've been talking about, which is redefining retirement. And again, Rich, I've been talking with Richard Ward on his book is called Redefining Retirement, Finding Purpose and Passion in Your Second Half. And Richard, you said people can email you at richardwardcfp@gmail.com, or they can find your book on Amazon as well. If they also want to talk to you about your day job, about financial planning and what you might be able to do for them, is that the best way for them to reach you, or is there another method?
They can email me, but they can also give me a phone call. My office number is 949-271-5110. Always happy to talk to people about getting started or getting involved in this area, hopefully getting them the right resources, the right help to get moving along the way. If they want to talk to me about more help and how we can help them make that work from a financial perspective, we're also happy to help see if that's the right fit for them at the same time.
That's terrific. So, again, listeners, if you want to get your bearings and figure out, you know, if it's time to start pursuing, Richard's somebody who can not only help you do that, but also then help you figure out and point you in the right direction so they can figure out what you're going to do with the time and all of your energy that you've got in your better half of your life, your next chapter of your life. And again, his number is 949-271-5110. Richard Ward, thanks very much for joining us. Richard, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I look forward to the next time we speak.
Thanks, Bill. Enjoyed it.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So please stay with us.